I think, in my opinion, the convention of the National Congress Party is coming at a very critical stage that Sudan is passing through, and it is only 4 or 6 months before the elections. And also, it is coming after a significant conference run by the opposition parties, which was invited by the SPLM in South Sudan, in Juba. Now, at this stage, the National Congress Party, there have been debates within the party, and they want somehow to separate the party from the state institutions. In other words, they wanted to that the party to be a little bit separate from the government institutions. And as far as the nominations for the elections, it means that the president of the NCP does not automatically become the nominee for the presidency of Sudan. And vice versa, the nominee of the NCP for the presidency is not automatically is the president of the NCP. And this is done, this is also being debated within the convention regarding the governance, the deputy governors, and the vice president. And unfortunately, they couldn't reach an agreement within the convention itself. And it seems that Bashir and very close allies to Bashir, they made the pressure and they suppressed the other opinions. And they agreed that Bashir to remain the president of the National Congress Party, and at the same time, the nominee for the president for the party to the presidency for the elections. In other words, if he lost the elections, he still remains the president of the NCP.
One question that comes to mind is that if you look critically at Bashir's candidacy, how will that play with the implementation of the CPA?
I think that his nomination will not affect the implementation of the CPA in principle. However, there is a very serious problem because he is being invited by the International Criminal Court as the president of Sudan, as the president of the National Congress Party, as the chief of the Sudan Armed Forces. And so if he is the nominee for the presidency, and if he wins, it means that the new government of Sudan is still, it will be led by somebody who is wanted by the International Criminal Court. And of course, that will be a problem. And I don't know how far that if the other political parties, and specifically the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, would accept that. So that might complicate the issues.
The NCP reiterated its commitment towards the implementation of the CPA. That has been the bone of contention of its partners in the South. Do you think it will bolster some of confidence building among other partners, especially the Southern Sudanese government?
I think the National Congress Party in their convention, which is ended yesterday, in the chief statement, the principal statement of the president, he says that the NCP is committed to the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. What does that mean? And the opposition parties, they met the SPLM in Juba, and they all agreed that what is required now is an open and transparent dialogue between all the political forces in Sudan in order to reach a national consensus on the way forward. And they built all their discussions around one key pillar, and that pillar is a democratic transformation. So that they are now demanding very clearly that if there is no the major ingredients and the requirements for a fair and free and competitive elections, they are going to boycott the elections. And they are required, requesting the NCP, is to get into them, into the dialogue, until they have controlling the power and the media and everything, is to try to have a fair game so that there is a fair play. Now the question is the NCP is willing to do so while they are saying that they are committed to the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement? if you are willing to go to implement the comprehensive peace agreement in the letter and the spirit of the accord, then the democratic transformation is extremely important. So we cannot say that the elections have to be on its time, but we are not delivering actually the requirements for that elections to be run on time.
With the threat of Southern Sudanese to boycott the election if certain criteria is not met, do you think the NCP would go to the extreme to ensure that the ingredients of implementing the CPA are there in order for this election to go on?
I think now the situation is becoming very critical in Sudan. And those requirements for a proper and genuine democratic transformation in Sudan is very important, because if that happens, there will be a genuine and sustainable solution to Darfur. And that will diffuse also the tension in the other marginalized areas like the Blue Nile, Federal Kordofan, and the east of Sudan, and so on. Now, if the NCP is not willing or was not able actually to lose their grip on power on the media and to allow for a proper democratic transformation, then if the other parties will stick to boycott the elections, and probably that the NCP will go for the elections, then I wonder that if the result is going to be accepted nationally or internationally.